Does your teen girl raise her voice at you? Does your teenage daughter have to have the last word? This can leave any mom of teen feeling defeated and worn. Okay, mama, I got your back. Today I'm giving you 5 invaluable tips to handle the situation while maintaining a strong connection with your girl. I know you are frustrated and confused about how to even approach your girl without having any backlash or somehow causing any offense. You simply want to know more about her because for some reason you don't feel as connected to her anymore. She talks less, not like how she used to, and you just wish things were different between the two of you. You want to know whether or not things are going okay with her. She just won't share with you, and you just don't know why. You've tried everything, but it was so hard to connect with her. I want you to know that there is still hope, Mama. You are not alone. I want you to stop feeling frustrated with your current situation, and I want you to start equipping yourself with solutions to help you reconnect with your teenage daughter. I'm going to help you understand the changes happening in your girl, how you can shift your role in this new season in teenhood, and how your relationship will flourish again by creating a space where your girl will be talking to you. Yes, your girl will be talking to you. Talk to Your Teen Girl framework is a 30-day journey that will get you creating open communication with your teenage daughter. She'll come to you even if she's scared, even if it's something hard to talk about. She'll come to you. I want you to head on over to talktoyourteengirl.com right now, and let's get started together. Are you ready? Hey, Mama. Welcome to Raising Her Confidently. Do you want to have open communication with your teen daughter? Do you find yourself constantly thinking about how to talk to your teen or why your girl is not opening up to you? Do you wake up with confident intentions only to feel confused and frustrated when all you get are one-word answers from your daughter again? Hey, I'm Jeannie. I too was a mom raising young teens. I too felt grieved by the loss of my sweet, talkative little girl. I wanted her to come to me about anything, even if she was scared, and listen to my advice. But I kept thinking, she won't listen to me, and I don't know how to approach her, until I found tools to create open communication. In this podcast, you will find how to connect and talk to your teen and create a safe space for her to go to, so that you will have that close relationship you dreamed of. Go grab your glass of Merlot and throw off those fuzzy slippers and let's dig in together. Okay, I admit, I was that teen that raised her voice at her parents and needed to have the last word. And guess what? I have a child who does the same thing. Do you find yourself saying, she's just like me, and it almost drives you nuts? For me, it was like looking in the mirror. My poor mom must have been exhausted and likely threw her hands up in the air, almost like defeat and just surrendering, giving up. But that attitude can actually keep you from having a close relationship with your girl. I mean, it's hard enough when your girl is already verbally combative, but how can you still remain connected with the exhaustion you feel? Well, I want to say first, Mom, you will be okay. My mom survived. I survived. This is a season you are going through. Don't let this season determine your future with her. My mom and I have an amazing relationship. We overcame the teen years. So instead, I want to guide you with some tips, even through the rough times of raising your girl. Go grab your notebook. Tip 1, stay calm and centered. It's easy to get swept up in this storm of emotions when your daughter raises her voice at you and insists on having that last word, even when you feel like you need to put your foot down. However, it's crucial to remain calm and center. I mean, as easy as it sounds, it's very, very hard to do. So here we go. I'm going to ask you to do this. The next time she decides to raise her voice at you, or even just stick her last word in there just because, take a deep breath, ground yourself in the present moment, and remind yourself that you are the adult in the situation. You are the adult in the situation, and how should you react? Regulate those emotions by maintaining your composure, because you're modeling emotional regulation for your daughter, and you're going to create a space for constructive communication. So by calming yourself down, staying calm, and keeping center, you are creating a space for constructive communication. You're not pouring fuel on the fire by reacting. You're gonna stay composed, mama. And I know this is so, so hard to do, especially when your daughter knows how to push those buttons, right? But I want you to practice that, right? Practice makes perfect, but we're imperfect people. But if we have the intention of saying, I'm just gonna stay calm, I'm not gonna give in, right? Tip number two, practice active listening. When your daughter is expressing herself passionately, I say passionately because I think that's where I came from, is I'm a passionate communicator. It's essential to listen actively. Put aside your own agenda. Try not to correct her in the moment and truly tune in to what she's really trying to say through her actions, through her words, and through her body language, right? And through her tone. Reflect back her feelings and thoughts to show that you understand and validate her perspective. I understand that you are feeling blah, 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 blah. By demonstrating empathy and understanding, you strengthen your connection with your daughter and lay the foundation for meaningful dialogue. So practice active listening. Are you looking at her? Are you staying calm? Are you acknowledging what she's saying, even in the heat of the moment, right? And reflecting back her feelings and thought to show her that you do understand her. Tip number three, set boundaries with love. Set boundaries with love. While it's important to listen to your daughter's voice, it's also crucial to establish boundaries with love by clearly communicating your expectation regarding respectful communication and behavior. Let your daughter know that while you value her opinions, yelling and insisting on having the last word are not acceptable ways to express herself. Now, mama, there is this clear line of when you establish these boundaries. Probably not in the heat of the moment, but definitely after, when things calm down and you remind her of what respectful communication and behavior is expected out of her and out of this family, right? By setting firm but compassionate boundaries, firm but compassionate. I understand that your feelings allow you to express yourself in this way, but just remember you are talking to your mom. And as your mom, I do not like being talked to that way, okay? I love you. I love you that much because I want you to remember that when you're talking to other people, this is how it's received, even when you don't mean it that way, right? That is setting boundaries with love. You're going to teach your daughter about healthy communication and mutual respect that way. Tip number four, seek common ground. I say this a lot in this podcast. Find opportunities to connect with your daughter on common interests and shared experiences. Whether it's cooking together or going for a walk or watching a favorite movie, bonding over shared activities strengthens your relationship and creates moments of joy even through the challenges of puberty and adolescence. And by doing this, by nurturing this bond, you're creating a foundation of trust and understanding that will, in times of her raising her voice at you and you remind her of how these, you know, the communication boundaries you've set, it's not going to be taken out of context. It's going to be taken with love because you have built this relationship through common ground, through common interests. Tip number five, lead by example. I think this is super important, right? I think raising our voice, having the last word can be a personality thing, but it's also a learned behavior. It is also a learned behavior. And as a mom, you are your daughter's greatest role model. You are your great daughter's greatest role model. Show her through your actions how to navigate conflict with grace and integrity. You show her how. Model effective communication skills by actively listening and with healthy conflict resolution strategies that I actually teach and talk to your teen girl framework about how to handle conflict resolution in a healthy way where yelling is not part of it, right? Yelling is not part of it. It's how do we set boundaries in this healthy communication? How can we do this by timing and tone and body language? Gosh, it's all laid out in the Talk to Your Teen Girl framework. But that is so necessary if you want your girl to stop yelling at you in your interactions with her and with others. You're teaching her these skills, right? By leading by example, you empower your daughter to cultivate these essential life skills and build strong, healthy relationships in her own life. Nobody wants to be yelled at. Nobody wants to have somebody that always has to have the last word and is difficult to communicate with, right? So let's start by leading with example. You are her role model. And there you have it, Mama. 5 tips to handle a daughter who raises her voice and insists on having the last word. But you can still stay connected and nurture your relationship through this. Remember, Mama, this is a journey. Teenhood has a lot of ups and downs. It's a roller coaster ride that you will refuse to ride, but you will definitely love her through it and guide her through it. So embrace this challenge and celebrate all the wins that you have in connection with her. If you want to dive deeper into these tips I have given you, Talk to Your Teen Girl framework is exactly what will give you that depth, the step-by-step guide to create that open communication, including conflict resolution with your teen daughter, that will have her changing her tone with you. So go check it out at talktoyourteengirl.com. That's talktoyourteengirl.com. Hey friend, if this podcast inspired you or encouraged you or helped you in any way, I'd love for you to share it. You can screenshot this episode and share it in your stories on social media or text it to a friend who can use the support. It's the best way you can thank me. I want to let other mamas know they are not alone. I'd love to stay connected with you. You can find me on Instagram at Jeannie Baldomero or join my free mom support community at linktree.com/Jeannie Baldomero. Until next time, live full of grace, Jeannie.